When we think about Eucharistic miracles, we may be tempted to think that most of them are unsubstantiated stories that only happened in the old days and couldn't happen today in our age of science. The last few decades, however, we have seen a surge in Eucharistic miracles which cannot be explained by science. The most recent being in Guadalajara, in which the Sacred Host exposed began to beat like a heart. And in most of these recent miracles, the Eucharist turns into human flesh and blood. The consistency among the scientific results is startling. But not too many know about the Eucharistic miracles that had occurred for more than 30 times. It was even witnessed by the Holy Father, one of the greatest saints of our time, Saint Pope John Paul II. These are the Eucharistic miracles of Naju Korea, which happened through visionary Julia Kim. Let's have a look at six of these miracles. Now, through Monsignor Thu, Julia was invited to attend the Mass in the Holy Father's private chapel on October the 31st, 1995. During the Mass celebrated by the Holy Father, the Eucharist that Julia received became larger and turned into moving flesh and blood on her tongue. The Holy Father was astonished by the Eucharistic miracle that he blessed Julia after witnessing the miracle. The Holy Father was very surprised when he saw the changes in the Eucharistic species. He gave a blessing to Julia and made a cross on her forehead with his hand, and also blessed the family in Korea. On July the 1st, 1995, during an overnight prayer meeting, Julia saw Jesus on the wooden crucifix above the Blessed Mother statue, turning into the live Jesus. Blood flowed from his forehead, his side, two hands, two feet, and heart. Then the blood turned into seven white hosts and fell forcefully upon the altar before the Blessed Mother statue. When the miraculous descent of the seven hosts was reported to Archbishop Victorinus Yun of Kwangju, he sent the instruction through the pastor of Naju to have the seven hosts consumed as soon as possible. On July the 1st, 1995, in obedience, Father Su, Father Pete Marcial, and five lay people, including Julia, received the seven sacred hosts. It was Father Su that received the first host, while Julia received the seventh host. This is where the Eucharist in Julia's mouth had turned into visible flesh and blood. In September of 1996, Julia was invited to visit the Diocese of Cebu, Malaysia. In the evening of September the 17th, Bishop Dominic Su was the main celebrant of Mass in Sacred Heart Cathedral in Cebu. The cathedral was packed with about 3,000 people, and during Mass, Bishop Su delivered a powerful homily on the importance of the Holy Eucharist. To everyone's surprise, another Eucharistic miracle occurred through Julia during the Mass. September the 22nd, 1995, during an open-air Mass on a mountain near Naju, celebrated by Bishop Roman Danilak and Father Josephine from Canada, again a Eucharistic miracle occurred, which involved the host changing into visible flesh and blood in the shape of a small heart. After an extensive examination, Dr. Helen Owen, a pediatrician in Canada, said the heart in the photo of the Eucharistic miracle had the same size and configuration of the heart of an infant. On April 16, 2005, two sacred hosts descended from above during the Mass celebrated by Father Pete Marcial from the Philippines on the Blessed Mother's Mountain. Father Marcial picked up the two sacred hosts and placed them on the corporal on the altar. After the communion of the faithful was completed, Father Marcial put the two sacred hosts in a ciborium. After Mass, Father Marcial brought the ciborium containing the two sacred hosts to his room and has been preserving them there. On May 6, 2005, at about 5:50 p.m., Julia collapsed on the floor suddenly and forcefully and entered an ecstasy. In a vision, she saw a dense fog descending from above and enwrapping a ciborium. Upon waking up from the ecstasy, Julia asked a volunteer helper to check the sacred hosts that had come down on April the 16th. The volunteer helper went to Father Marcial and relayed Julia's request. When Father Marcial opened the ciborium, he saw a large quantity of blood on the sacred hosts. In late February 2010, Julia visited Archbishop Giovanni Bolaitis in his official residence in the Vatican at the request of the Blessed Mother in November of 2009. during the Sunday Mass, February the 28th, 2010, celebrated by Archbishop Bulaitis and Father Aloysius Zhang, the Eucharist turned into visible flesh and blood on Julia's tongue. This was the second time in which the Eucharistic miracle occurred in the Vatican through Julia Kim. Now, Bishop Roman Danilek from Toronto, Canada, and Bishop Dominic Su of Cebu, Malaysia, both witnessed the miracles in Nauru and Cebu, respectively, and wrote their testimonies expressing their belief in the authenticity of these miracles. Many people began to firmly believe in the real presence of Jesus in the Holy Eucharist because of these miracles. Through these miracles, God wants to reawaken us to the true reality of the Eucharist. The modernist influences of the Church have brought about a widespread equivocation of the concept of sin and neglect of the sacrament and penance. When the meaning of sin is equivocated, the role of the Savior may also seem unclear. If we are not sure about why Christ died on the cross, we are not going to appreciate the sacrifice and real presence being perpetuated through the Mass and the Eucharist. Either our Lord and our Lady continue suffering much because of our neglect in the Blessed Sacrament and the prevalence of sacrilegious communion.